Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, December 14th, 2006. Four Palestinians were killed in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip by the Israeli army, while unknown gunmen opened fire at the Palestinian minister in Ramallah. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Thursday, Israeli forces assassinated Mohammed Rama, 25, from El Ain refugee camp near Nablus. Undercover forces for the Israeli military infiltrated into the camp driving a local licensed vehicle, chased Rama and his friend before shooting Rama to death. According to eyewitness reports, soldiers also shot and injured a 10-year-old bystander. Both Rama and his friend are members of the Al-Aqs Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah. Meanwhile, Ismail Ramadan, 48, died in an ambulance en route to the hospital in Nablus, as the Israeli soldiers prevented the ambulance to get through the checkpoint. Ramadan suffered a heart attack and was in need of immediate intensive care. Instead, the ambulance had to drive through dust roads to bypass the checkpoint, which exacerbated the critical nature of the situation and caused Ramadan's death. Adnan Ramadan, cousin of Ismail, said Israeli soldiers manning the checkpoint knew his condition, but refused to allow him passage. The family of Ismail Ramadan was preparing for a trip to Mecca for pilgrimage next Sunday when they learned of his death. Another Palestinian man was killed near the West Bank city of Salfit after he was shot by Israeli army troops on Thursday during a military invasion to Salfit, and as the army initiated a wide-scale offensive that including breaking into houses and interrogating the residents. Aldik is a construction worker. He was working with his father, who was a construction contractor, when the soldiers fired at them. Late on Wednesday night, a group of unknown gunmen opened fire at the car of Wasfi Kabha, Minister of Prisoners Affairs in the Palestinian government in Ramallah. However, no injuries were reported. Companions of the minister said that the gunmen chased the car before they opened fire at it and fled the scene. Meanwhile, at least 600 of the Palestinian Security Forces personnel protested in the West Bank city of Hebron on Thursday afternoon, demanding the Palestinian Authority to put an end to the state of lawlessness in the Palestinian areas and to provide their unpaid salaries. Soldiers also invaded the villages of Dura and Yatta near Hebron and took prisoner three young Palestinians. The three were identified as Masher Shindi, 21, Hassan Darawish, 17, and Ra'id Ibrahim, 25. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian youth near the Karni crossing east of the Strip. The resident was identified as Ala Makawi, 21. He was hit by several rounds of live ammunition in his head, medical sources reported. Makawi is the first casualty in the Gaza Strip since the Palestinian factions and Israel declared ceasefire on November 26th. On the other hand, Palestinian security sources reported that the Palestinian security forces arrested one of the suspects in the murder of the three children and the driver in the Gaza Strip on Monday. The three, Osama, 10, Ahmad, 6, and Salam, 3 years old, are children of Baha Baloucha, an officer in the Palestinian intelligence. The three brothers were killed when a group of unknown gunmen opened their machine gun fire at a car the kids were riding, killing them and the 25-year-old guard, Mahmoud el-Habil. These assassinations and attacks came shortly after the Israeli High Court of Justice ruled Thursday that the targeted killings of Palestinian fighters do not violate the international law, and the legality of each targeted killing must be evaluated on an individual basis. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Jane Smith and Ghassan Banoura.